86, more than half of them happening in the capital city. National Civil Protection Chief Luis Felipe Puente says 148 people are confirmed dead in Mexico City alone, the other deaths occurring in nearby states. More details at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's going to be in a little bit later today. Her brother's visiting. He's going to be on the show. He's a speaker of the California Medical Association. So he was just up in Mount Shasta talking about the battle they're having with the opiate epidemic and the problems with that. So good morning. We've got a lot of things going on today. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. My headphones are somehow, okay, there we go, they've somehow been spread everywhere around here, but now I've got them on. And Jared, what's the weather look like?
Today, it's currently 52 degrees. It's going to be mostly clear throughout the week. And today we have a high of 76, a low of 53. Tomorrow we have a high of 82, a low of 56. On Sunday, we have a high of 86, a low of 59, and on Monday, we have a high of 90 and a low of 64.
Okay, weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated company right here, Chuck and Judy Kenny, veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. And I'm looking over here at Amy, who looks like Amy has been up for 3 days. Just kidding.
I have, though.
You look tired, huh?
I am tired. I got up yesterday at 3:32, and today is the second day in a row, getting up at 3:30 in the morning. So I am a little bit tired, but you weren't supposed to notice that, okay?
Okay, I wasn't supposed to notice
that. I tried really hard to conceal that this morning.
Well, no, it's only because I saw you with your head down on the table here sleeping.
It's only because
I was
snoring,
and the dog kind of, okay, speaking of dogs.
So I have Russ today. Russ is a 2-year-old boxer mix. He's a good sized dog, maybe 50 pounds, kind of on the smaller side. He's hiding under the desk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was trying to sniff around at everything, so I was keeping him tight leash today.
Tight leash.
He's very sweet. He does know most of his commands. He can sit, he can lay down. He does great with kids. He's very tolerant. He's a really sweet dog.
Okay.
He doesn't do well with cats, maybe. He kind of wants to, he's got a little prey drive. He wants to chase.
Okay.
And he gets along with certain dogs, not all of them, just like people. We don't get along with everybody. Dogs don't get along with every other dog. So he probably would do best in a home either without pets or with a female dog, perhaps, because he seems to be better with female dogs.
Okay.
Yeah. And he
is... Very inquisitive. Checking out.
He does that really cute head turn thing a lot.
Oh, yeah. He
turns his head when you make a certain noise, and it's just really adorable. I love it. That's my favorite part. He's very into me lately. I don't know. He's trying to be my best friend.
Well, I can see why. I know. You could be... You know what? Everybody wants to be Amy's best friend.
Well, that and I fed him half a breakfast sandwich this morning. Don't tell
anybody.
Oh, that
might have something to do. Okay.
Listen,
now,
I spoil my pet of the week.
He's loving on Jared,
they deserve
too.
It. Yeah. My pet of the week gets a little bit spoiled, but they deserve
right?
it. So
they deserve it.
I do.
Okay. He's wearing his little green neckerchief.
Yeah, it says adopt me.
Yeah, it says adopt me. You know what, Jared, you ought to get one of those.
Yeah, someone will want you.
Everybody wants Jared.
Everybody
wants Jared. Yeah, but you know, Jared, you can be adopted by all these nice little old ladies and take you home. And
well, just a warning, I don't like cats either.
Okay.
Well, now he's a kind of an interesting face he has on there. He's kind of looking around, but he's friendly. His tail's wagging.
Yeah, he's very sweet.
Okay.
He loves people.
So how do we take Rush?
What's Rust.
It? Rust. How do you take Rust home?
Rust, you come to Haven, or you give us a call, 241-1653. Come see me. I'll hook you up. I'm all about getting them out. So, and we are in the midst. We are right around the corner from Bark, Wine, and Brew. And we are super excited about it. And we just want to urge people to get your tickets now.
That's
yep,
right.
The 7th. And we do sell out almost every year. So
yeah, I mean, I'm surprised.
Don't wait
until
the last minute.
I'm surprised you still have tickets.
I know. And it's the 10th annual. It's going to be great.
Going to be great.
I will be there, so there's no other, I mean.
If there's no other reason to show up.
It's just for me.
It's for Amy. And what are you bringing that night?
I don't know yet. We were talking about bringing some dogs, but I'm not sure if we are.
Okay. Well, we just might do that. Anyway, that's great. Okay. Just give Hamid Humane a call.
Mm-hmm.
And the number is?
241-1653, or come on down.
Come on down.
Come on down.
Come on down.
Be the next contestant to adopt a dog.
That's it. That's cute, too. I mean, he's just got his little head on your leg.
He really likes me.
Yeah. And he's a type of dog that could be taken on walks and everything.
Oh, yeah.
How's he on the leash?
He's okay.
Okay on the leash.
He pulls a little bit, but once he's, you know, I give him a few minutes to get some of his little exercise and energy out, then he's really great. He knows I'm a sucker is what the thing is. And they all know I'm a real big sucker. And if they stare at me too long, I might just fill out some adoption paperwork. And I don't need that in my life. I have too many.
He's staring at you now.
He's
staring at
you. He knows what he's doing.
He's looking at you in the eyes. Look at that.
Oh, goodness. Stop.
Or he said he thinks there could be some more breakfast sandwich there.
There might be. But now we're in debt. Like, we're forever friends.
We're forever friends. Okay.
Yep.
Amy, thanks so much. And thank you for what you do, Amy. I mean, you really, really are a quality person.
Well, thank you. I try. I try not to be a garbage person as often as possible.
No, you're doing. In fact, you gave me some insight today about the something I'm getting ready to talk about, and this homicide.
Oh, yeah.
It turns out that our it's right across the street from our – it's a nice area. It's right in our news guy, Chris Gomez.
Yeah, that's some
scary
stuff.
He said he can see their house from there.
Yeah, scary stuff.
And this was started with the over TNA truck stop or TA truck stop, where they a young male and female were trying to buy marijuana from two guys, and he pulls a gun on them, and the other guy comes up and punches him in the head, and the girl pulls him. This way. But the girl pulls the young man back into the car, but they had already taken his money.
Yeah.
And somehow that's related to the homicide on Heavenly Lane.
Yeah, I feel like it's all going to unravel soon.
Something is going on because the police get a call from one of the guys.
It's very confusing. Even the news reports are confusing. Everyone's like, but how does – I still don't understand how this is connecting.
And the first couple had nothing to do with the second incident.
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, they reported it. It took them a long time to report it because they were scared.
Right.
And they finally reported these guys pointed a gun at me and took my marijuana money.
Yeah.
Which, you know, frankly is
a little hard to tell the
Yeah, you know what? Okay, all right. I'm there to buy some medicinal marijuana. And this guy hits me in the head with a gun. So anyway, but then one of the two people in the house, one escapes, calls the cops in, they're being robbed, and when the police get there, the other roommate, their two roommates, was dead.
Yeah.
One guy was dead.
It's really tragic.
And
they're all very young.
How
do
they know these guys?
I don't know.
Because I mean, how do they know who these guys were? Because through interviews and witnesses, it says they identified the three.
And it said some items at the home.
Yeah.
Connected them all.
I didn't see that part.
Yeah, I saw that this morning on KRCR.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, who knows? Maybe it was just maybe it was just a large.
It'll all unravel.
You know what? Maybe it wasn't marijuana.
Maybe it wasn't.
Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was something else.
Yeah.
And so it's going to unravel. But they caught all three of them, did a traffic stop, caught two of them in the car, and caught the other one back on Willett Street, which is it's not far up down the street here.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of close to where I live.
Yeah.
So that's interesting, too. Okay, just go out and pick up another shotgun.
Yep.
Keep it in the house.
It's getting
This
worse.
Whole thing is weird.
It
whole
is
thing
weird.
Is weird. But there is good news. You want to hear it?
Yes.
Good
I'm on
news
the edge of my seat.
Is Redding Rancheria. They just donated $200,000 to the Shasta County Prosecutor's Office to bring in, or DA's office, to bring in a prosecutor that's going to do the quality of life crimes. Quality of life crimes are the ones where the ills are.
Mm-hmm.
Thefts, drug possession, and the illegal encampments. What they were trying to do is get a prosecutor to be able to handle this because they changed it from infractions to misdemeanors.
Right.
So Redding Rancheria comes through one more time for the city.
And that's good.
It's pathetic because, I mean, it's great for Redding Rancheria. I can't say enough about them. Every time they come on, they brought in medical care for for our poor.
Yes.
And this is Redding Rancheria. This is Redding Rancheria. No, Redding Rancheria is a quality group of people out there, but because the correctional the Community Correctional Partnership turned down this proposal of of this prosecutor. Mm-hmm. This is why they had to do it. So why does our community have to step up and give $500,000 to put the neighborhood policing unit on the street and another $200,000 to put an extra prosecutor in there? Because, one, the Community Corrections Partnership is a bunch of people who are have their own little rice bowls. They have no concept, really, of what's going on. They get paid every 2 weeks. They don't understand the fact that we've got a problem out here. And this is a group of people that's appointed by Larry Lees. Larry Lees, you ought to take a look to see who's in charge of these things. And the other one was because the city council can't make tough decisions on where to spend their money. They need $500,000 for the neighborhood policing units. Guess what? One of the parks gets closed down. Other things happen, but the main thing we try to do is safety here. Thanks. Thanks again to the Redding Rancheria. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
I saw her today at the reception. A glass of wine in her hand. I knew she was gonna meet her connection. At her feet was a footloose man. You can't always get.
Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
Whether you're looking for a workhorse or a play toy, at Team Power of Reading, they have the Kubota RTV to suit your needs. Meet the all-new Kubota RTV X-Series. Three rough and ready RTVs that raise the bar on comfort, convenience, and performance. These Kubota RTVs set the standard for ruggedness and reliability, proving themselves ready to work day after day under all kinds of conditions. Ready for an RTV experience you won't soon forget? Stop by Team Power of Reading on Twin View Boulevard today, or call them at 226-9226 for Kubota RTV sales, parts, and service.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local ready-mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready-mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Redding Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality ready-mix product.
I can't stop this feeling.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody's having a great day. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. serving the North State for over a, gosh, you know, a quarter of a century there and providing nothing but outstanding service, voted best in the North State. They are the best in the North State. There's nothing they can't fix. Their people are highly professional. Their customer service is great. It's a better-known business. I can't think of any reason not to use Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. I'm here with Connor Sutton.
How's it going?
Hey, buddy. This is football. We're talking high school football. So, you know, you've been just doing a great job. And the games you're picking are just something. Okay, last week.
Okay. I think we got ahead of ourselves. We were talking all excited about
how great you guys are doing. And then, what happened? And we're talking about Enterprise played
Woodland.
Woodland. And Woodland just trounced them.
Well, it was a closer game than the score. It was close at the half, and then all of a sudden – Woodland just poured it on. I mean, the first three possessions of the game, first three drives, it was all touchdowns. It was 14-7 after three drives. And then the second half, Woodland, you know, they had more depth than
just a little bit bigger and more of them.
Yeah, Enterprise was getting tired. Their defense has been out there so many times trying to get stops. So they were getting tired because they have a lot of two-way players for Enterprise, and so,
you know, I noticed that, and that's interesting. Because, and you know, and where wear down gets you is at that second half, and then they, especially if it's a big guys you're working against and fast guys, they can keep bringing people in.
Exactly, and Woodland had an unbelievable game. They're a good team. They stayed undefeated, so you know, it was a tough loss for Enterprise, but I think they're going to bounce back. They're a good team, so there's still a lot of.
I think they are.
Yeah.
So, what's the game tonight?
UPrep or Pierce at UPrep.
Okay.
So. We'll see both teams 3-1. It's kind of the only local game. I mean, a lot of the local teams are out of town, so this is really the only local game. It's good to do a UPrep game. We haven't been able to do them yet. They're 3-1, so are Pierce. These teams are kind of like looking in a mirror at each other. They both run the ball, very run-oriented. However, I think Pierce, again, they have almost 20 more guys on their roster. So, again, that depth thing that we were just talking about, the Enterprise, could come into play again tonight because Pierce has a lot more depth on their roster. They're also a lot bigger in the trenches. So that could be a factor.
So where's Pierce from? I shouldn't have asked.
Yeah, you got me there. I think it's maybe Arcata. I think it's Arcata.
Oh wow. Well, there's this is 11-man football.
Yeah.
And UPrep is a smaller school. I mean, it's just a smaller school. And when you know they go out there on the field with their calculators and their computers.
That's what I do too, though. So I can't say too much.
But I like UPrep.
And yeah, absolutely.
Maybe they'll come up. Maybe they'll start doing their signals in Latin. I like that. I like it. It comes up in Latin. You know, nobody can understand it.
Yeah.
So, that sounds great. Okay, yeah. Connor Sutton you are the Simpson
Sports Information Director.
Sports Information Director. You're liking this, and now we're trying to find ways we can run some basketball games this year from Simpson.
Absolutely, that'd be great. I mean, we're really looking forward to this season. Teams are starting. I mean, they've only been practicing for 2 to 3 weeks because school just started.
Uh-huh.
But from what I've seen the last 2 to 3 weeks, I try to pop my head in at practice every couple hours or something. And both men's and women's basketball teams look like they have what it takes to win a conference championship this year. So we're very excited. I got to be honest, basketball season's my favorite. My favorite sport.
Is that right?
So yeah, I've been a basketball guy for a long time. So.
What about you, Jared? What do you like? I mean, you do all the football games and all the baseball games. Now you get to do basketball.
I'm not a huge sports fan. I like racing mostly, but if I had to pick one, it'd be basketball.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Linda likes basketball. She says, you know, she likes, you know, it's fast moving, you know, except to the end of the game. Then it takes like 12 minutes for the last minute.
Yeah. Jared's got to be. Listening on the last few minutes of the game because timeouts are popping left and right.
Okay.
When you're doing the basketball, so you're going to be popping in commercials. Just keep running them in.
The last 2 minutes can take 15 minutes. But I think basketball is the easiest for me to broadcast because it is so fast.
Mm-hmm.
You're always got something to say. There's never really dead air. I mean, you got to get your reads in and all that kind of stuff. But it's interesting.
But you're doing a good job with football.
Oh, thank you.
And you are. You're doing a good job with football. Tonight, though, you're by yourself.
I'm by myself, yeah. Tom isn't. I think he's going to see the Iowa Penn State football game. He's a big Iowa Hawkeye fan. Tom Galworth, he usually does the games with me, but it's okay.
Tom's the athletic director.
Yeah. Yeah, he and I, we have a lot of fun, especially pregame. Jared hears this pregame. I mean, we just crack
each
other
up. It sounds like you have
we have a ton of fun. I love
these guys are hilarious. I think I said that last week. But
yeah. It's Tom went to the bathroom at halftime last week, so I'm kind of by myself, so I can just make fun of him a little bit tonight for not being there. You know,
yes, you can. Absolutely. Is he listening right now? Probably not.
Probably not. You know what? He's probably sleeping.
That's what I thought.
He doesn't sleep much, but he's definitely he's probably sleeping right now.
Okay. Well, Connor, that's great. Yeah. I'm just we're really happy to bring in football. But we so much appreciate all the sponsors we have.
Yeah.
We have a lot of sponsors for high school football, and we appreciate all of them.
Absolutely.
That are out there. You know, SST Oil brings us to halftime.
Mm-hmm.
And but there's just everybody. Everybody supports high school football, and we got quality people at the helm. Calling the game, and back here, our engineer that makes sure it gets on the game, and we learned our lesson not to go out to West Valley with yeah. with the equipment we had.
Oh,
we're going to have to go a different way if we go back there again.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think about the River Bowl?
I'm excited.
Is Shasta going to be too strong? Is Shasta that good?
Yes, they are.
They are that good.
They are very good.
They were getting all the Lions. They were getting all the attention from the paper.
Yep.
I know your buddies over there.
Yep.
But we were looking at Enterprise out there just hammering it out.
Yep.
And then Enterprise got the big week.
Right.
The thing with Shasta
is they're just built on winning. And Enterprise is kind of coming off a couple years where they haven't made the playoffs. The thing is, I haven't got to see Shasta play because every Friday we're doing a different game. So
yeah.
I got to go look at some film, do some research.
And when's River Bowl?
I think it's 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, we got to make sure we got spots
yeah.
there in the
absolutely.
In, yeah. Where's it going to be at?
I think it's at Shasta.
Okay, we'll put ourselves in there.
Yeah,
we'll get in there. Super. Well, thanks a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Glad to be here.
So tonight it starts at 7:15 with the pregame,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to hear you prep with Pierce out off the coast there, and it
mm-hmm.
should be a great game. They're both 3-1,
mm-hmm.
and it's a local game here, and which is great, which is one of the things we always do. Try to get every high school in here that we can.
Absolutely.
You're
yeah,
doing a good job.
I appreciate that. And, yeah, we're excited to see you prep because we've seen Enterprise 3 times. And so it's good to see some of the different talent around the area because every team's got somebody who can really play. So we're excited to see that tonight. You know, it's
great.
That's what's great about high school football and high school sports is there's a lot of talent everywhere and we get to see it all.
You know, and there's and you just have to, if you haven't been to a high school game lately, you just need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing down at Shasta High School, where do they play at? Where's you play at?
They
have their own field.
They have their own field, yeah.
They have their own field there. If you haven't gone to a high school game lately, you need to do that. Just the excitement of the students and the parents
yeah.
and everything. And it's just good, clean football. You
yeah.
don't have to worry about, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. I totally agree.
I don't worry about $1 million salaries or $26 million salaries.
Just, yeah.
These kids are out there playing just for the pure fun of it.
It's very pure. And the last two games, tonight's homecoming night for UPrep, and last week was homecoming night for Enterprise. So we've got to see a couple homecomings, and that's always fun. Usually the crowd's a little bit bigger for those games. Last week, Enterprise, in the second half, they were kind of getting their butts kicked a little bit, but the fans were just awesome.
They were there for the game.
They were, and they were having a great time. They were pounding on the bleachers, and our crowd mic was picking it up. So it's fun when you're in that atmosphere, not only watching the game, but as a broadcaster. It's just more fun.
Oh, yeah, it just pumps you up.
It's part of the experience.
Okay. It's tonight, 7:15, pregame for the UPrep Pierce game. It starts at 7:30. Connor Sutton's at the helm. And, Connor, thank you so much for being here with us.
Not a problem.
Buddy.
Thank you, Carl.
All right. Maybe we're going to be right back after these messages.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her head. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's
getting... Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Evil. There are people in this country who are evil to the core. They are violent and hateful and will not reason or debate. This evil drives them to violence with whomever they disagree. They will invade peaceful gatherings with the sole purpose of perpetrating violence and injury, then blame their actions on the peaceful. We can no longer trust politicians or the media to acknowledge the truth, so we must know how to discern good from evil. This wisdom is found in a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It's Friday, the 22nd of September. It's 7:32 in the morning. It's 52 degrees, going up to 76 today. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, and the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show is brought to you, of course, by our friends over at Sleep Number. And where's Linda right now? You would think she'd be in our Sleep Number bed with her Sleep Number setting of 40, but she's not. She's up with her brother, who came in, who is a physician, who spoke up at Mount Shasta about the at Dignity Health out there, and he's going to speak down here today on the dangers or the problems with the opiate epidemic. And he is, besides his the list of credentials this guy has, he's going to be on the show today at 8:30. We're going to talk about that. But speaking about our Sleep Number bed, you can't get any better than a Sleep Number mattress. It's rated number one by J.D. Powers for 2 years in a row, and we have one. We've been sleeping on ours for 4 years, and I can't say enough about it. My Sleep Number setting is 60. We have the dual air technology, which means that I can sleep on one setting and with one firmness, and Linda can sleep on the other. And with the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed, it literally will adjust as you move. Now, right now, if you head on down to the Target Shopping Center and down over to the Sleep Number store, you can come down and enjoy introductory savings of $200 to $400 on the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Why don't you try that? Just go on down there to the Target store or to the Target Shopping Center, the Sleep Number store, tell them Carl and Linda sent you, and go lay down and take a nap. And then save $400. Tell them we sent you. Come in, lay on the bed, take a little nap. You're going to buy the bed, the mattress. It is great. Okay. My guest is Heather Dittman. Did I pronounce that wrong?
Heather Dittmars.
Dittmars. Mars. I just can't read my writing here. Dittmars. Who has She Goes Global Net.
SheGoesGlobal.net. Yes, I'm one of those crazy millennial bloggers who's making it work. I'm what you call a digital nomad.
A digital nomad. Does this mean you travel everywhere?
Yes. So I live everywhere and nowhere for the last 2 years. I've been traveling solo. I started in Europe 2 years ago. I booked a one-way ticket, took my backpack, and
I've been to 29 countries ever since. So I'm just home visiting, and I'm leaving again on Tuesday to start a South America tour.
Well, you just go to interesting places, don't you?
I do. And
do you ever feel in danger?
Certain parts of the world,
yes. You're a blonde.
I am.
You're very attractive. Blue eyes.
Thank you.
And you're by yourself.
I have been by myself for most of it. Yeah. And there are scary parts, but you become so much more aware of your surroundings. I mean, you have to. You don't have a choice. So I've become a lot more street smart, which, you know, I don't think I necessarily grew up with. Being from Reading, I didn't exactly have street smarts. So,
well, Reading is starting. They're starting to need more street smarts now. In Reading.
Yeah,
but
for
this
sure.
Is, you're in a condition that we call yellow, which means you're always aware of what's mm-hmm. going on around you. You're looking at people.
Yeah,
you have to be aware.
You don't speak the same language. You look for those cues.
You're not walking down the street, you know, with your, you know, looking at your iPad or your phone, just wandering through the streets.
That's
too dangerous today.
No, yeah, you've got to have a game plan every time. And what's cool is this time I'm actually going out with my best friend, Bunny, this time, which will totally change the dynamic. And we're going to
be documenting
on video and putting it on YouTube this time. So.
Okay.
That'll be exciting, too.
You know, I saw the movie Hostel. I saw
part of the movie Hostel. Oh, God, I can't watch that.
Yeah, I wouldn't watch that either.
I won't sleep ever again.
I know. And not in a, you know, it, this is a horror picture of hostels, by the way. Explain what a hostel is for people.
A hostel is basically a bunch of world travelers. It's a hotel for world travelers, essentially, but instead of a private room, some of them do offer private rooms, but for the most part, you're staying in a room with strangers. You know, I've stayed in a hostel dorm room that had, I think, 16 beds.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, you've got to lock your stuff up. And for the most part,
they're low price, and it's usually for the students or the people that are traveling like you are.
We're staying in a hostel the first night when I'm starting in Lima, Peru.
Okay.
And it's only $6.
Yeah. See, and that's why, and you can save a lot of money that way. Do you use the European rail system?
You know what? I didn't purchase the Eurorail pass, but I did use the train. I mean, I basically used planes, trains, buses, whatever was the fastest and cheapest method when I was in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
But that train system is fantastic, I think.
It is.
Yeah. God, I wish we had that here in the States. It's just so easy to get everywhere, and it's also really affordable. But they have so many budget airlines throughout Europe, too, like Ryanair. And, I mean, sometimes I've flown for, like, $20 before. So when it's...
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's changed a lot, because when I was there and traveling, the inter-country, like just going from one country to another one, was expensive. I mean, it was cheaper to fly back to the States. But obviously it's changed then.
Yeah. No, now it's actually more expensive for me to book a flight to New York,
mm-hmm.
and like a round trip to New York, than it was for my flight down to Lima. I mean,
mm-hmm.
my flight down to Lima was only $280. Your flying's getting a lot cheaper, actually, which is fantastic for people like me.
So then you blog it then. Is this every day you put something on the air?
So I blog about between 1 and 3 times a week. And it really just started out as like a travel journal for my friends and family. And it kind of grew into something bigger than that, where it became kind of like an inspirational site for other women to go out and travel. And then sometimes I feature women around the world and their stories as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, women around the world are scared to go out into the world, especially by themselves. So that was really the goal with my website, is to motivate and show that, you know, if I can do this, this little blonde girl from Reading, then really anybody can go out and travel.
Okay, this has so far been my favorite quote so far, and I said, "You don't want to get too close to the mic and get lipstick on it." And, and she said, "It should be so lucky." That was funny. Was that funny?
Most kind of action all week.
That's, for the microphone.
Both.
Both.
Hi, Mom.
Well, you're back home and ready. What are you going to do?
No.
I don't know. What? Yeah, come on. Okay, so you travel.
I don't know. I don't know the nightlife here. The young people's single scene in Reading. I don't know.
I think it's getting better.
Is
from
it?
From what I understand. Yeah, you know, a lot of people have come back home. A lot of things like down here right across from Jack's, believe it or not. That new place, what's that called, Jared? The one that used to be the...
You're talking about Bombay's?
No, it used to be Bombay's.
I have not been out there in years.
The Dip. The Dip is supposed to be a great place to go to. So, anyway. But you've only got a few days left here with Mom.
Yeah.
Does Mom worry about you?
Oh, my gosh. She already has high blood pressure, and I'm not sure. It's probably getting worse, but she's used to it at this point. It's funny, our phone calls when I'm away, she'll just call me, all right, what country are you in now? And, you know, it started out with I would text her immediately, like, when I got to an airport and then when I landed, but I think that would probably breed more anxiety. So now it's kind of just like she'll check in intermittently. Mm-hmm. Where are you in the world? Are you safe? And
yeah.
But I mean, nowadays I have unlimited data and we have so many apps where you can stay in contact for free when you're international. Sure. So that makes it.
Do you know Joel Stratty McClure by any chance?
No.
He was just in here earlier this week. He's going to be – this is somebody you need to talk to. He's written several books, and they're all called The Idiot and the Odyssey. And he's walking around the Mediterranean.
What are you trying to say?
No. That's the name, that's the name of his book, The Idiot and the Odyssey, because he's walking around the Mediterranean. He goes to all these countries, and he's been doing it for 20 years. And I can tell you exactly where he's going to be on Saturday morning if you're still around, and he's going to be down at Civic Auditorium. He's there for the Alzheimer's March. You know, March Against Alzheimer's. He's going to be there at 9:30. I think I might even have his phone number or something. But it'd be kind of interesting for you two to talk to each other because you're traveling just like he is. And he's been doing it a long time. In fact, he was walking in Egypt just a little while ago, and for the first time he had guards. They put four guards on him to make sure he'd be okay because they didn't want anything to happen to an American. So, and he's gone through all of the Middle East, all through those areas in there, around, you know, in the Mediterranean, that whole area. But you two would probably have a hoot talking to each other.
I would love that and I'd love to get his advice, too, because I'm starting to write a book.
Well, he's the guy. He's the guy, and he's got published, and he is...
And he's from Reading?
He's from Reading, cool. Born and raised in Reading, so... We'll get the information to you. But
it's cool to see people from Reading going out and traveling and being successful.
He's been doing it a long time.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, I hate to ask this, but how do you pay for this? I mean, is this something you get work?
No, that's
you get
the
paid?
Number one question. It seems a little weird to be traipsing around the globe. Like, how do you fund this? You know, I budgeted for the first year. I had a job in corporate for years where I did make great money. I lived in the Bay Area. So I saved enough for the first year. And I budgeted $50 a day. And I really stuck to that. Uh-huh. But then I started getting paid.
Bucks a day.
I lived on $50 a day.
But you can do that. And people don't realize that. You can live on that
in
Europe.
Realize that. Yeah. So it really, I mean, quite frankly, it's cheaper for me to be outside of the United States than it is here, you know, traveling, especially now.
They buy their food every day. They, you know, I mean, this is the way, when I've lived, you know, lived in other countries, it can be cheaper.
Oh, absolutely. Cheaper. Yeah. But yeah, now it's multiple streams of income that I've been learning as I go. So I get paid for, sometimes I get paid for sponsored posts for social media or on my blog. Mm-hmm. Sometimes advertising agencies it'll be as simple as plugging in a link on my resource page. And then the big cost is the savings that comes. So like when I'm traveling, mm-hmm. I get free accommodation most of the time and mm-hmm. free tours and everything else, restaurants, dinners, all kinds of stuff just to review it and post it on, say, Twitter, where I've got like 25,000 followers because it's free advertising for them.
Yeah.
The value to them is completely worth it, and obviously it's worth it to me too. And then I also consult on the side. So I've kind of married my corporate experience with my digital marketing experience in Fascination Now, and now I consult a couple different startups.
Well, there's somebody else we need to have you talk to, too.
Is
the guys over at the EDC over there, and a guy by the name of Todd Jones he's the entrepreneurial guy over at the Economic Development Corporation at the Startup Center right here in town, too. So you need to talk to them, too.
Yeah.
Because they have a lot of things going over there, too, in the Startup Center.
You know everybody. Could be my agent.
There you go. No, I just, when you've been here on the radio for 8 years, everything funnels through here.
Yeah.
You know, you're like 3,672 for the guest through here.
So. Way to make me feel special.
Hey, you are. Hey, you're kidding? We're gonna retire that microphone when you leave.
Oh. Put it in one of those shadow boxes on the wall.
There you go. Heather Dittmars. And she's going to, and her blog is shegoesglobal.net. And you're just like really a cool person. I like courageous
you.
People. I like courageous people. And
Thank
this is
you.
What you do takes courage. And it takes smarts, and it takes street smarts, just like you said. And not everybody can do it. Linda would tell me stories how she'd walk through the streets of Hong Kong when she was and she had a show there. She said, "I never worried." Well, Hong Kong was pretty safe, especially back then. Mm-hmm. But going through the places you've gone through, you've got to be smart, and yeah. you've got to give that type of presence that says, "Don't mess with me."
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And every country I go to, I get a little stronger, a little tougher, and thicker skin. So,
yeah.
It's like life conditioning on the road.
Are you going to go to Venezuela?
I'm not sure yet. Obviously, it's a little bit of a turbulent time over there.
I don't think I'd go there. I wouldn't go there.
Yeah.
Unless I had lots of friends.
Like this trip for me, I'm most excited about Peru and Bolivia. The salt flats in Bolivia look absolutely gorgeous. And then I've got a friend in Chile and Argentina. And then
Argentina, from what I understand, is absolutely fabulous, too. And the exchange rate is even better.
Oh, our exchange rate everywhere in South America, with the exception of Brazil, is going to be wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, look, good luck to you. And
Thank you.
I'm going to have to get on to your – do I have to pay to go to
see
SheGoesGlobal.net?
That's the amazing thing about blogs. I mean, you've got all this content online that's just free and accessible. So SheGoesGlobal.net. You can follow me there.
Heather, thank you.
Thank you.
Mom, you've got a lot to be proud of here. Yes. Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break here. We're going to be right back after these messages. I want to talk about, speaking of travel, the new Sheraton. Linda and I got a tour through there with some people yesterday, and it is
nice.
They haven't finished it yet, but they finished enough of it, so you can come in and take a look, and you can see what it's going to look like, see what the rooms look like, see all of this. And how it's laid out. It is first class. It's probably going to be one of the nicest buildings, if not the, in Reading. The way it's built right
now.
I mean, you can just picture the way it's going to look because it's a lot of it's finished. Okay, Heather, good luck. You know what?
Thank
You're just
you.
A very likable person. So and so we'll just kind of follow you, and then maybe sometime when you can call, we'll say Heather's in.
Where I could call you from Argentina.
There you
Why
go,
not?
Or wherever, anywhere you're at, and just when you call in, we'll give you the phone numbers and all that, and just we'll just make a break right then. Heather's calling.
That would be so fun.
All right.
we'll do it.
We'll be right back.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Padilla. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Tensions are high and anticipation is building for the annual Ducky Derby presented by Reading East Rotary. In fact, some ducks are already training. Adopt your duck for $5 and get in on the race for youth development and substance abuse prevention. Everyone wins, and you could be the winner of a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina.
We've got to be ready by September 24th at 1:30 for the big drop.
Plus, second prize is the San Francisco Giants weekend courtesy of InterWest Insurance.
See you there September 24th at 1:30 p.m.
Play our $100,000 pro football promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em-style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your picks, and collect a receipt with your own weekly picks, prior week's results, and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500 plus weekly drawings. Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. Earn bonus plays every day. Win $100,000. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Football is better at the river. Start your week outright with some football tailgate fun at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Elements. Pigskin Party. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed football and catch your favorite team on any of our 18 screens. Win a pair of Raiders tickets, prizes, a spin for $100 or nothing, or $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Hop on our tailgate buffet. For details, log on to windriver.com. Football is better at the river.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call certified financial planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Electric vehicles. We are seeing more of them every day. A new electric car in your driveway makes you eligible for a $1,000 rebate from Reading Electric Utility, REU. Plus, another $500 rebate for your Level 2 charger. Did you know that REU's electricity rate for charging is equal to paying $1.08 per gallon of gasoline? Smart, eco-friendly, and super cool. Visit a local dealer today and take one for a spin. Electric vehicle rebates from REU. For information, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7200. REU and you. Powerful together.
When I was a little bitty baby, my mama would rock me in the cradle in them old cotton field back home.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda will be in a little bit later. This portion of the show is brought to you by REU Electric Car Rebate Month. What is that? Well, right now, REU is paying $1,000 a car. We'll pay a $1,000 rebate per car and $500 for level 2 chargers during this month. But it's not just during this month. It's going to be as long as they have money that's been provided to them by the state of California. That comes out, when you're using an electric car, it comes out to like $1.08 a gallon as opposed to $2.88 a gallon. So how do you do this? How do you qualify for this? Well, it's pretty easy. You just give REU a call at 339-7200 or check out their website on reupower.com and see how you can collect $1,000 for buying an electric car, which saves you money, and then get $500 for a level 2 charger. Yeah. Hey, I was talking about the Sheraton. I was going to talk about it earlier, but I'm talking about it now. Linda and I in the Hills went down there yesterday, and Debbie Comente took us through, as did the leadership of the new Sheraton there. And I tell you what, Jared, the place, you know, you're kind of looking at it from the outside. But the amenities the Sheraton's going to have is just extraordinary. They have a separate restaurant, and restaurant's got two patios. Both of them are dog-friendly, which means, it's, you know, all the people that take their dogs for walks out on the trails out there across, you know, across the bridge, you know, it's right there at the bridge. They can come in and have breakfast or lunch and on the patio there with their dog, and not have to worry about, you know, taking the dog home. So that's a great idea. You come into the and you've got there's going to be a garden or a patio feature out there that it's going to be large, and it's going to have a water feature. It's going to have fire pits and all this. The rooms look just really nice. And they're set up so that you can get rooms, you know, that's facing the fireworks, you know, the 4th of July fireworks. You've been to the fireworks before, right?
Oh yeah, I go every year, but I usually go by that school, that middle school. I can't remember that. Sequoia. Yeah, I usually go there.
But here you could actually, you know, they've got a place where you can sit out there and watch the from your room and watch the fireworks. You know, talk about, you know, get 100 of your friends to come in and, you know, and all be sit out there and watch the fireworks.
Yeah, it's in a great spot.
Oh, it is. You know, so what else they have? They have a meeting room that can hold 325 people there for dinner and for whatever events you have. Anyway, the Sheraton is at Turtle Bay is going to be an extraordinary building, in my opinion. And I think it's going to offer something that when people come through, they're going to want to stay there. And once they, you know, they're here, they're going to be going doing other things. It's going to help. It's going to help the economy of our area right here a lot. You know, because you always have these ideas. What's going to happen? Well, you know what? And you never really know. But the team they have together that we met are just really savvy. They are, you know, they're locals. They want to do the right thing for the community. Mike Warren stopped by, and Mike's very proud of the efforts the community has made to have the Sheraton, you know, here. And what they are trying to do is is reward or just to show the community, hey, you didn't put your faith in the wrong spot. And I don't, and in my opinion, we haven't. I think the Sheridan is going to be a moneymaker, and I hate to say this, but a moneymaker for the city, but also it's going to help support Turtle Bay. All right. Other things that are going on. It makes you wonder. I guess it makes you wonder on a few things. On when you see when you see what's happening in the world, and then you see what's happening here in town. You know, we try to do on Fridays is have kind of a feel good type of thing, where or not a feel good type thing, but have to, but you know, talk about things that are in a positive mode, and talking about the fact that we're getting new prosecutors. Did a new prosecutor to go after these new misdemeanors, of the illegal camping and the theft and the drugs and all that sounds. Well, that's not a feel good type of, that's not a positive story, but it is a positive story because they just made sweeps on six camps yesterday. Okay. Now think about this. Sweeps on these camps. What does that mean? Sweeps on these camps mean that they go in there, they ended up with taking something like 40 shopping carts. 40 shopping carts. Now, you say to yourself, okay, they took the shopping carts. What's that do? Well, for one thing, they're recovering stolen property. And if you're going to steal a shopping cart to push your stuff around it, you're not going to have one. The police, every time they see a shopping cart, are just going to take it. Think about that. Think about now, you've got to put your stuff on your back and not in a stolen piece of equipment. It just makes it harder, right? Every one of the police cars in Redding should have a little shopping cart holder on their bumper. You know, the policeman just puts it in there. He says, give me the shopping cart. I know you stole it. Oh, no, I bought this. No, give me the shopping cart. And he puts it in and he dumps all the stuff out. Here's the bags. Put your stuff in your bags. And he puts the shopping cart. Every one of the police cars you see in Redding should have a shopping cart on the front or the bumper, either the front or rear bumper, in my opinion. Because then you know that there's somebody out there that's unhappy because you took their shopping cart. Oh, but how are they going to carry their stuff? Well, I'm not concerned. I'm not concerned about that. Should I be? Should I be concerned about that, Jared? You live here, and you have a heart bigger than mine. You really do. I understand that. Should I be concerned if somebody is? I mean, do you get concerned if the police take their shopping carts and people have to carry their stuff instead of pushing them?
You know what? I do feel compassion for people that are stuck in a hard place, but
absolutely.
It is stolen property.
It is stolen
just like
property,
you said.
Just like I said. Okay, but I understand what you're saying too. You know, we have to have a heart, but we also have to get tough when we need to be tough and take back our streets. And one of the ways we do it with this prosecutor, and again, Redding Rancheria. And the gang, I shouldn't say, I said, and those citizens, concerned citizens at the Redding Rancheria needs this. A giant bell ring. Do we have the sound of a crowd cheering and people applauding? How about this? Listen to the crowd. For Wind River. Just for that, I'm going to have to get the... going to have to get the head of the Redding Rancheria. I keep saying Wind River. I mean Redding Rancheria. We're going to have to get her in here, Stacy, and get her in here and talk about this thing too. They have been doing so much lately that it's just extraordinary. Okay, I want to spend the last couple minutes on this hour before we get to Gregory Cheeto, who I was trying to get him in here early. But he's out there with Heather. They're chit-chatting about world travel. We want to talk about the Gay Pride Festival that's happening tomorrow. It's going to start down at the – well, it really starts at on Friday tonight at the Film Festival, and that starts at 4:30. And then the Pride Festival tomorrow at City Hall with a Pride March beginning at 12 p.m. or 12 and going to 1. And then they're all going to be over there, and there's going to be a parties there. We're going to have the, of course, Back to Blue. We Back to Blue. That starts at 10 o'clock at the Elks Club. All things going on there with canine demonstrations, check presentation to the Anderson Police Department, K-9. There's going to be speakers, all of them like 1 minute speakers, or 5 minutes each, I should say, that include Chief Mike O'Brien from Chico, Michael Johnson from the APD, Chief Roger Moore, our new chief, and Lieutenant Scott Freddy from the California Highway Patrol. Paisano Day starts today. You can get on down there from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. today. All you can eat spaghetti with meat sauce. Mm. And that goes tomorrow. And then, of course, join the fight for the Alzheimer's first survivor, Redding Walked In Alzheimer's, Saturday, September 23rd. Starts at 8 a.m. with check-ins, and walk starts at 9:30. Okay. What else do we have? Is that it? Did I get them all? Oh, the Redding Symphony is going Saturday night, and I have two tickets for that. We'll give away those tickets as soon as we come back. Jerry.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta Redding by Tobacco & Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
In Washington. In Mexico City. Rescue operations continue after this week's 7.1 magnitude earthquake. More than 200 people are known to have died, but they're still searching with hopes of finding people trapped in all that rubble. Mexico's Foreign Minister Luis Videgaray Caso says rescue teams from the U.S. are among those helping out.
There are, therefore, teams, some of them from California, from the fire department, from the departments in California, working in specific sites where the buildings fell down, and we presume that people might still be alive in those points.
The U.S. National Hurricane Center keeping its eye on Hurricane Maria.
We expect the center of the hurricane to pass near the Turks and Caicos in the southeastern Bahamas today, then move away from the Bahamas into the Atlantic between the southeastern United States and Bermuda during the next several days.
Forecaster Jack Bevins at the National Hurricane Center, and at last gauge, it was Maria with sustained winds of about 125 miles an hour. President Trump's headed to Alabama today. That's where he'll throw his weight behind a struggling Senate candidate.
Mr. Trump will campaign for incumbent Luther Strange, who's in a tight battle with former Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore in next week's runoff election for the seat formerly held by Jeff Sessions. Moore has won endorsements from a number of prominent conservatives, including former White House strategist Steve Bannon and former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. He has painted Strange as an establishment candidate backed by the President and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
As correspondent Wally Hines reporting from Capitol Hill. It's been slow going for the major indexes today on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at this hour down by about 30 points. NASDAQ is off by 8, and the S&P 500 struggling. It's down by 2 points. More from townhall.com.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I was one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-489-8876. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and daily insider's market report at no cost to you. This is the very information I use to build my fortune.
I was getting ready to retire. I still needed to make extra income, but I didn't want to work for anyone else. Because of Larry and his excellent instructors, I could trade successfully for myself, and I'll never have to work for someone else again.
Fire the stockbroker and hire the most dependable person you know, you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes, leave your email address on my voicemail, 800-489-8876. Call 800-489-8876. 800-489-8876.
London's Transport Authority says it will not renew Uber's license to operate in the British capital, arguing the company demonstrates a lack of corporate responsibility.
Transport for London says the car hailing app was not fit and proper to hold a private hire operator license. In its decision, Transport for London cited its approach to handling serious criminal offences and how it conducts background checks on its drivers. TfL also took issue with software that could be used to block regulatory bodies from gaining full access to the app.
That's correspondent Karen Chambis. It's the electronic equivalent of hiring somebody to come clean your home and then have them break into your safe. Computer security researchers say hackers were able to worm their way into Avast security software used by some people to clean their computers. Cisco Systems says its cybersecurity group found and disclosed the breach after hackers tried to get into their system and the systems of companies like Microsoft, Google, and Samsung. More from townhall.com. A federal appeals court has sidestepped a decision on whether oil and gas regulations enacted by the Obama administration are legal, noting that the current administration plans to rescind them. Here's correspondent Jeremy House.
A Denver-based appeals court said it would be a waste of time to rule on the regulations because the Trump administration has said they'll be revoked. The 2015 regulations govern hydraulic fracturing or fracking on federal lands. The ruling left the status of the regulations unclear. Environmentalists say the fracking rules are enforced until the Trump administration formally revokes them. That could take months and get tied up in court.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. She reportedly wiggled her fingers as rescuers tried to save her. Even given a name, Frida Sofia. Now officials in Mexico say stories of that little girl believed to have been buried under the rubble of a school destroyed by the earthquake never actually existed. It was just wishful thinking, perhaps, on the part of some rescuers. More from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Linda's going to be in a little while. She's bringing her brother in. He's going to be talking about the opiate epidemic. He gave a presentation out at Dignity Health up in Mount Shasta at the hospital up there yesterday, and he's going to do it again today at the Mercy Hospital today. Talking about opiates. But good morning, everybody. It's 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, 605-4567 is our phone number. And before he comes in, we've got Gregory Cheadle here, and whose life has changed dramatically in the last year.
And yes,
we're gonna,
it has.
So we're going to talk to Gregory first. What's the weather look like for this weekend there, Jaron?
Well, it is currently 52 degrees. It's going to be mostly clear throughout the week. Today is a high of 76, a low of 53. On Saturday, we have a high of 82 and a low of 56. On Sunday, we have a high of 86, a low of 59. And on Monday, we have a high of 90 and a low of 64.
All the time, the weather reports are brought. All the time, the weather reports are brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned operation there that gives discounts to seniors and veterans, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Bank. Let Cornerstone Bank move your local dreams forward. They have a new bank that they've built, a new branch they've built right there on California Street at 1845 California Street. Extended hours. Cornerstone Community Bank is a locally owned and locally operated, and it's one of our own right here in town. Okay, Susan Eastman, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are declining this morning after record highs as investors move into safe haven assets amid reignited geopolitical concerns. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 24 points at 22,335. The S&P 500 is off a point at 2,499, and the NASDAQ Composite losing 5 points at 6,417. Active stocks on the big board, Bank of America down 24 cents, trading at 2,492. GE up 16 cents at 24.92, and U.S. Steel, excuse me, that's the symbol X, down 82 cents at 23.84 per share. Local stocks of interest, UPS up 37 cents at 117.63, Best Buy positive 43 cents, trading at 54.38, and Bank of Commerce up a dime at $10.75. The treasuries are higher today. The 10-year treasury note increasing 9/32 to yield 2.25%. And over to commodities, gold is up $7 an ounce at $12.98, silver up 2 cents at $16.98 per ounce, and crude oil down a penny, trading at $50 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan Eastman, thank you so much, and have a wonderful weekend. There's so much going on.
There is. Thank you.
You
Take
bet.
Care.
Bye. You know, Susan Eastman is, if you're looking for a financial advisor, and this is the lady to talk to. She's got lots of experience, you know, years of experience. She makes good choices. She's the first vice president of investments there at Wells Fargo Advisors. You're not going to find a better person to talk to. Take a look at your investments. If you haven't done that lately, or maybe you want a new look at it, go see Susan Eastman. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Gregory Cheadle. And good morning, Gregory.
Good morning, sir, Carl.
Your life is one of great interest anyway. Maybe not as much as Heather. That was just one.
Oh, Heather.
Is she something?
Man,
wow.
She's incredible.
And, you know,
I'm jealous.
You look at somebody, she's like 5'2", right? Probably like 5'2", and blonde, and she's traveled all through Europe, and now she's heading for South America.
South America.
With her girlfriend.
Yeah. What a life.
Well, she, but you know what? She's managed to make it happen.
I know. That's what's incredible about
great.
It.
What about your life? Ever since that you're just minding your own business at a Trump rally, and when it was 140 degrees on the tarmac.
I know,
and
it was hot.
And it was. And Donald Trump spotted you in the crowd. Well, you were up front, as were a lot of us.
Yeah. Well,
and then he made the fateful statement.
Well, you know, that's the way it appeared.
Right.
But what happened, you know, very few people, aside from ones who were there, really paid much attention. What happened was that he was talking about an African-American man.
Right.
And then I raised my hand and I said, I'm here. And that's when he looked and saw me, you know, waving my hand, and I'm here. And that's when he made that statement.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like he just saw me out of randomly.
And said, my African-American or some words to that effect, right? And that's what he was talking about. Oh, there's my African-American man I'm talking about.
Right. And it wasn't.
And I understood that. And you were on after the show after that because.
Yeah, that's right.
You came on the show because of the denigration that you received from people, the hatred.
Hatred.
Because you didn't, because your reaction was just that. He didn't say that to me like you're saying.
Right.
But they didn't want to accept that.
They did not, and they still do not want to accept that.
You just had an interview down in the L.A. Times?
L.A. Times and New York Times. Incredible.
What was it like? Did they twist what you say? Or did they,
no,
were
no.
the questions such that they would give you every opportunity to gut the president?
No, with the New York Times, you know, she definitely had an agenda.
Uh-huh.
But I got around that, and I just told her how I honestly felt. With respect to the L.A. Times was just fascinating because I got a call and the guy came all the way up here from the Bay Area to interview me. He spent several hours. We went to he took me to lunch over at the Hearth over, you know, right here.
Right up here.
Yeah, he took me to the Hearth. We had lunch over there. He stayed, you know, talked for a couple hours. And I gave a speech that evening, MLK speech. I Have a Dream, part of that.
Yeah.
And he stayed for that. And so it was great to have a reporter come out and actually just see the nuts and bolts of who I was.
See who you are instead of just a soundbite.
Right, instead of a soundbite.
Yeah.
So it was good. A good article, too, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So how do you, do people still write nasty things about you? Or is it pretty much, you know, settled down?
No, they still write nasty stuff. I mean, I went online just goofing off again like I should not be doing. And I saw some more negative stuff. And so there's a hashtag out there that I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Don't you have anything better to do?
No, they don't. I think they pay people to do that.
Yeah, I think they do, too, for whatever reason.
I don't know why. And the whole thing was it wasn't that you were supporting.
I went there to see the guy for myself.
Well, you know, there's lots of people there, people like Rocky Slaughter and Missy.
Rocky was there, yeah.
Yeah, Missy McCarthy. And Rocky was wearing this red, white,
and
blue.
Rocky got the autograph.
He got the autograph because that's what, you know, and there's a lot of people there that didn't support. Obviously, we're never going to vote for Trump. Missy McCarthy and many others were there that day to see it because, you know, frankly, that's kind of a big thing.
It's a great opportunity.
He flies that plane by. Of course,
wasn't that beautiful?
When he did the flyby, the only thing I could think was, oh, boy, 20 more minutes out here on the tarmac. You know, you're watching people dropping out there.
Yeah.
But, you know, then watching the Secret Service standing there and not moving.
How did they do
that? They just not moved, and they just were just watching people. But you know they had to be dying out
there. They had to be.
And then Brian Daly bringing out tons of water. Here's the other thing. This is Reading. As the water came to you in the front row, you're passing it back over your head so everybody could have it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't one of these, I'll drink one.
Yeah.
You notice that?
Yeah. You know, we were just passing them back.
Yeah. So your minute of fame, what do they call it, 15 seconds of fame? 15 minutes of fame. Well, yours has gone on for a year.
I know, man. This is
crazy.
Got legs.
Hey, we're going to take a break here. I'm here, of course, with Gregory Cheadle and attorney. Yeah, you're still working on that.
I'm still working on that. Bar is in the way.
And that bar is in the way of practice. Damn that bar.
I know, man.
How about lower the bar here? Or what is it? Lower the bar or raise the bar?
Well, you need
just
to lower the bar.
Yeah, lower the bar.
Yeah.
Well, you
keep
know,
me away from the bar.
Keep you away from the bar. There's. Okay, we got to stop this. We got to stop meeting like this. Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms, locally owned, locally operated, been in the business 8 years, outstanding place, only place I buy guns is right there. Why? Because they have knowledge. They've got great customer service. If you want to have your gun worked on, like I want to get a trigger job on a Springfield that I have, I'm going to take it to John Bastiani and the gunsmiths there. There's nothing better. Veterans get discounts. Everything's at a fair price. You can't get any better than Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. I'll be right back with Greg Cheadle.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Neighborhood Revival. Bay Murray and his real estate development firm aim to reignite an urban neighborhood by restoring an abandoned, historic 80-year-old firehouse. But the condition of the area made finding financing difficult. Inspired by Bay's economic redevelopment vision, Tri-Counties Bank commercial lender Tim Ching and his business banking team came to the rescue. They worked with Bay's development firm and city leaders, creating a commercial lending solution that ignited the redevelopment effort, renovating the firehouse into a hoppin' restaurant that revitalized the area. Now that's service with a vision. Commercial lending, small business loans, neighborhood revival. For personalized problem solving, California community branches, over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, plus live banker support 7 days a week. Switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC.
Come to Paint Mart for service and quality.
Study the psychology of paint. Our conclusion? Color looks great on your walls. From neutrals and whites to deep, rich colors. At the Paint Mart, they have just the right Benjamin Moore paint to give your space that personal touch. Unlike the figure-it-out-yourself paint departments in the big box stores, at Paint Mart, they have personalized service, custom color matching and caulk tinting, in-stock and special order wall coverings, and equipment rentals like paint sprayers, power washers, floor grinders, and wallpaper steamers. Paint Smart with Benjamin Moore Paint at the Paint Mart, Redding, Anderson, and Red Bluff. All the right tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Come see us at Paint Mart. You'll love the friendly service from the folks at Paint Mart.
Come to Paint Mart for service and quality.
Check out the sizzling summer savings on Kubota tractors at Team Power of Reading. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and zero-turn mowers, Kubota has a variety of mowers and tractors and a range of horsepower options, delivering the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on your ranch. Take on the toughest jobs with a Kubota compact tractor or zero-turn mower from Team Power of Reading. Stop by today for the best deal yet at our in-stock inventory. Your one-stop tractor shop with sales, parts, and service on Twin View Boulevard or 226-9226.
Be a hero and help us save the animals of the North State by attending Haven Humane Society's 10th annual Bark, Wine, and Brew dinner and auction on Saturday, October 7th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
While enjoying music, sample local wine, beer, and appetizers.
Bid on exciting live and silent auction packages.
And purchase raffle tickets for a chance to win a San Francisco Giants spring training trip for two.
Plus much, much more.
Doors open at 5:30 p.m.
Bark, Wine, and Brew sells out every year, so get your tickets now at havenhumane.org or call us at 241-5262.
All proceeds go to support the homeless animals of the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Good morning, Linda Bott.
Good morning, everybody, on this beautiful Friday. It's 53 degrees. Our highs today will be 73, and our low is going to be, our low is going to be exactly what it is right now.
53.
So wonderful to have the windows open, and then what a fabulous Friday. And how wonderful to come in and see my Gregory Cheadle.
Hey, Greg.
My sister.
We always make each other smile. That's a good thing.
Greg, are you going to be running this year?
I plan on running.
Okay.
I need some money, so if anyone wants to donate, I'm happy. I've sacrificed so much to run. People don't know what it takes to run, but it's a financial, it's a social. I mean, socially, I've sacrificed. Financially, I've sacrificed. I mean, health-wise, I've sacrificed. It's no joke. And
Why don't you?
Have you ever
take
thought
a
of,
year off?
Have you ever thought about running? Because we always know that you're running for Congress and you want to serve, and that's the beautiful thing about you. I mean, you've got just a wonderful, wonderful juice to give. So, have you ever thought about maybe if you want to serve, perhaps maybe another position?
Well, you know, the thing is, no, because I mean, I go with my heart. The problem we have in politics is that there's this hopscotch thing, you know, from city council, the mayor, the board of supervisors, the assembly. I don't play that. You know, my heart is on Congress. That's it. Nothing else. I'm super qualified for it, overqualified, and I would be the best person in Congress. You know, I'm not bought. I have a wealth of knowledge. I could healthcare would be one of the things that I would be involved in on the Hill. And more importantly, a fighter for freedom. You know, those freedoms are at the federal level. They're not at the state or the local level. And that's what's important to me, to have someone in D.C. who will fight for those freedoms, being unencumbered by special interests. And that's what we need. And I don't know anyone else who's that way.
What do you think, then, about the DACA and them pulling it or doing away with it and giving Congress 6 months to come up with something?
Well, I think they had to do away with it. I don't trust Congress at all. The problem I have with DACA, you know, the Democrats, again, putting blacks off the bus, that really irritates me. Looking at the data about DACA, DACA students and those that group, according to the data that I have, they are doing better than Americans. So we're bringing people over here to do better than us, kicking us out. No, I'm not for that.
Okay. The part that seems to people also seem to forget is that they're talking about the quote dreamers, but the dreamers have a string attached to them, and it's called parents, and grandparents, and great grandparents, and uncles that are going to come with them, and everybody says, but nobody mentions that. They just mention the quote 800,000.
It's a sales job. If we can get you in at it's only 800,000. What's 800,000 people? That's double the number of people we have in foster homes. But with that 800,000, we're getting these, this group education. Okay, we're giving them education. Now they're going to be educated, and they're going to go after jobs. We just had California allow an undocumented person to be an attorney in California. The ABA is now, the American Bar Association, is now positioning itself to let undocumented people become attorneys throughout the entire United States. So it's no longer that these people are going to be, and I hate to say it stereotypically, but they're not going to be just in the picking strawberries. They're going to be out taking your jobs, your professional jobs that you worked for. So now you have an undocumented person competing in college with your kid, and your kid is going to be put down, and an undocumented person is going to take their place and do better than them? No. I'm sorry. I've been here too long, and I'm tired of this.
How do you think we got there?
By little by little. You know, one of the problems that we're going to have in the future, too, is that we're letting these people in, and those who are sympathetic to them, those people are going to go into policy-making positions and law positions that's going to bring us even more so into the United States. And that's the danger we're facing.
I think, though, let's talk about the fact that we have a porous border, an open border.
Right.
That if you look at a big majority of the United States says we need to close that border.
We do.
You know, they don't know if it's going to be a wall or whatever it is, but they want to close the border. And then take care of, you know, we need, you would agree we need immigration reform in this country.
Without a doubt.
Should everybody that's here illegally be tossed out?
I shouldn't say that they should be tossed out. What it is, they can go back on their own. We don't have to toss them out. The border is one thing, but beyond the border, you have what's really critical is the freebies that illegals get. You know, they get any number of freebies. They can come in illegally and get Social Security numbers, whatever, and, you know, get funds that way. We're educating them. And now we're allowing them to have jobs. That's the problem. The problem is not the border per se. The problem is the freebies that they get by being illegal.
Things like they can get aid to dependent children, they can get the SSI, they can get all these types of things. And I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
What would the, you know, I wonder what the cost, and I'm sure they figured the cost of what illegal the illegals have cost just California in the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And where could that money be used? Let's just think. Maybe, you know, we could use that for infrastructure. We could probably use it for veterans.
And we can use it to decrease taxes that we're paying.
Well, that goes okay. Let's go on to something else then. The up here in Northern California, there's this, you know, it's this a movement that says we are not being represented. Now, now I know that you're looking at the national level, but that movement right there that says we're not being represented, and which frankly is true. And they're taking it to court
right
now. And but the State of Jefferson movement, where do you stand on that?
Well, I'm all for the State of Jefferson movement. The problem that we have is getting that thing through the courts. They were in court, what, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
So they're waiting on a ruling.
The ruling right now. They're going to be on, in fact, on the 7th. But the ruling said, essentially, that here's a bunch of questions I want you to answer.
Right.
And when you come back with these questions, then I can take a look at what you mean. Because this just isn't for the State of Jefferson. This is everybody.
Right.
And what the State of California said was, well, nobody's being really truly represented.
Right.
So how can you just, you know, how can you take out Northern California when nobody else is either?
Yeah. You know, I was there at that hearing.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, I am for the State of Jefferson. I am for California's just too doggone big for one person to govern, period. You know, we're close to, what, 40 million people in one state? And it's such a diverse state that we cannot fully represent people throughout the state with the way it's set up right now. It's impossible or improbable.
Improbable.
Yeah.
I think. On the congressional level, what kind of things can a congressman do to push jobs back here?
You know, one of the problems that we will have in California would be the unionization of jobs. If you look at Tesla right now is coming under a lot of fire, a lot of heat because they're not union. The United Auto Workers wants to get in there and, you know, give Tesla a headache and have these people under the union. So whenever you have great jobs, and I'm sure that Tesla pays well, I haven't heard of any grumbling from any Tesla employees, so they pay well. So it's not an issue of Tesla doing things that are underhanded, so to speak. But it's just greed from the union wanting control. So California's major problem with respect to any type of major employer would be the unions.
Okay. We've got like a couple minutes here. Give us your last thoughts here, Greg.
Well, you know,
not last thoughts, but there's just so much. We're gonna.
I'm not gonna die.
No.
Thank you.
I should say your summation.
Well, that summation is, you know, I'm still, you know, working hard, trying to do my best to do the whatever I can to make this place a better place. And when I say this place, I'm talking not only the North State, but the United States as well. I've been doing some things, and I just hope to keep on, you know, pushing on with your help. And with my sister over there, you know, I just want to do my part to serve. And, you know, still in the ER on Friday nights and doing my thing there. I am a man of service, period. I don't just talk it, I do it.
Tell us again what you're doing in the ER on Friday night.
I am a volunteer in the ER on Friday nights at Mercy. I have a great time. The people there, the nurses, the doctors are just second to none. I enjoy being, I you know, do everything from... changing wherever I can help, that's where you'll find me.
That's great.
I love it.
Gregory Cheadle, how do people get a hold of you?
CheadleForCongress.com is the website, and Cheadle, Gregory Cheadle on Facebook. And you want to email me, it's info@CheadleForCongress. You want to send me a nice check, you can do it at P.O. Box 991546 in Reading, 96099. It would be greatly appreciated. And you know good and well that I don't waste money.
No, you don't waste money. Great cheating. Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Black Bear Diner. You know what? After the game tonight, you can grab a hamburger after the game at UPrep and Pierce. Or you can wait till tomorrow morning or just any time to get a great breakfast at Black Bear Diner. Something for everyone. Huge portions and good old-fashioned family food. They're on Cypress and Hilltop, right there off of I-5. Remember, feed your inner bear. We'll be right back with Dr. Lee Snook.
standing on the corner at midnight, trying to get my courage up. There was this long, lovely dance in a little club downtown.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The Shasta College Agriculture, Natural Resources, Horticulture, and Equipment Operations invites you to their annual fall showcase and fundraiser, Harvest Fest, Saturday, October 7th at the Ross Ranch, adjacent to Shasta College. Starting at 4 p.m., you and your family can tour the Shasta College farm in a draft horse-pulled wagon while hearing about various projects taking place on the farm, as well as learn what some of the students have been learning on the farm during the past year. Festivities begin at 6 p.m. under the Big Tent with delicious locally grown food, Shasta College raised chicken and roast pig, beer and wine, live dancing with the Billies, as well as silent and live auctions. All proceeds from this fun family event will directly benefit Shasta College Ag and Natural Resources students. Tickets can be purchased in advance for $35 per person or at the door for $40 per person. Purchase tickets from Shasta College Agriculture and Natural Resources faculty and students or online from Eventbrite.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Tensions are high and anticipation is building for the annual Ducky Derby presented by Reading East Rotary. In fact, some ducks are already training. Adopt your duck for $5 and get in on the race for youth development and substance abuse prevention. Everyone wins, and you could be the winner of a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina.
We've got to be ready by September 24th at 1:30 for the big drop.
Plus, second prize is a San Francisco Giants weekend courtesy of InterWest Insurance.
See you there September 24th at 1:30 p.m.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl on the bottom down here at 1326 Market Street. We're at the ground zero of downtown Reading, the old section of Reading right here, and we're watching it change dramatically for the good. So good morning, everybody. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned. Great people down there, the best place in the world to get a haircut. Man's last stronghold is Cypress Square Barbershop. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Hey, we're here with Dr. Lee Snook, who, disclaimer here, is my brother-in-law and Linda's brother, who was nursed by Guamanian ladies when he was born in Guam. Well, I'm just telling you, he was born in Guam.
And went through, was
in the first medical school class at the University of Reno. It was the very first medical class there.
It was the first four-year class.
First four-year class.
Yeah, it was a two-year school prior to that.
He is a board certified in, so many different things, but anesthesiology, is that right?
Yes, sir.
What else?
Internal medicine.
Internal medicine.
And also pain. What's
pain.
It called?
Pain medicine.
Pain medicine. And which brings us to, you came up last night, you spoke in Mount Shasta to Dignity.
Yes.
About opiates. And it's such a timely thing to talk about addiction and the new practices. And I sat in on this meeting, and I thought it was for an hour and a half you spoke, and it was so informative about what, how doctors, primary care physicians today have to, the what they have to do in order to be compliant. Is that the right word?
Yes.
Okay, so the
all right. First so
of all,
can
I love
you hear
this,
me?
First
yes,
of all, I love
I can
this
hear
guy.
You. So,
okay, we're talking the opioid epidemic.
Yes.
So,
okay. Well, thank you. First of all, thank you for having me on. This is such an honor.
Here you are in my world.
One of the things that I've been trying to do is that we need to come together. We need to work together. We need to love one another. That's what we need to do. And so, as a member of the California Medical Association and a believer in organized medicine for the good, the betterment of our society and protection of our citizenry, the doctors of California want to join together to do the best job we possibly can. And that means we need to work together. Yes, this is an enormous state, very broad, lots of people here, incredible diversity. It's just an amazingly rich cultural experience. In Sacramento, in San Francisco, up and down the state, we have a rich cultural diversity, which I celebrate. I think it's fantastic. Now, one of the things I do as a leader in organized medicine and also as an expert in addiction medicine, but predominantly pain medicine, I want to spread the message to my fellow colleagues so that we can stay in compliance and comport with the best available evidence now to allow us to practice safe medicine, safe practices. And I've worked very closely with the Medical Board of California, whose task is to protect the public, ensure a safe practice. And that doesn't mean that they're mean people. They're not. What they're trying to do is help all of us work together so that we can provide the best possible care. And in so doing, we have developed treatment guidelines. And the guidelines are something that all practicing physicians and all patients, everybody that's involved with medical care, need to be aware of. And one of the things that I get to do, I'm privileged to do, is to share my personal experience with my colleagues and inform them of the latest up-to-date information that the Medical Board of California has provided. And I have a copy of the guidelines with me, as well as the most recent experiences I've had. I was at a conference down in Santa Monica last weekend with Kimberly Kirschmeyer, executive director of the Medical Board of California, and with Michael Bishop, the two of whom were involved with updating these guidelines, which in California, published November of 2014, preceded the Centers for Disease Control treatment guidelines by over a year. And I'm proud to state that our treatment guidelines in our state of California cover all patients. The CDC guidelines are more directed at primary care, but they both are pretty much in agreement. And they're good documents, and they warrant emphasis.
Now, the fact is that in pain management, which you have, opiates have been played a major part in helping take care of pain. And over the years, some physicians nationally have kind of like, I guess you could say, have really pushed the envelope on how they prescribe. And now it's coming back. Are you saying those chickens are coming to roost, kind of that? We needed guidelines that weren't there before.
Thank you. The fact is, I started doing pain medicine before there was really a specialty. There wasn't a recognized board certification for pain medicine or pain management. It was first proffered by the American Board of Anesthesiology, and I sat down with the authors of all the big books that are on my bookshelf and took that first exam. So that's kind of how old I am. What I do is, what I've always wanted to do is be a clinician, and that's to take care of patients so that I could understand applying the art and science, and I want to emphasize the art of medicine in trying to create the best medical care I can with my patient, partnering with my patient. That's what I do. I'm not an academic per se. I don't publish per se. That's not what I do. I spend time with people together to try to relieve suffering. And apropos your question, Carl, there was a big movement in the 80s and 90s for us to liberalize our prescribing. In fact, the legislature got involved and passed a bill that we physicians in California had to take mandatory CME courses so that we could learn how to better prescribe pain medications because we were under-prescribing. So in answer to your question, there's many, many factors that have brought us to where we are today. And one of the things that I learned as I was developing my pain practice is that I really needed to learn a lot more about addiction medicine. And so I set for, trained in, and became credentialed and ultimately board certified in addiction medicine as well. So addressing addiction medicine and pain medicine kind of go together, and there are important specialties that overlap. The fact is that most of us were taught to be a little more liberal with opioids and medications in treating chronic pain. In fact, we had this thing called the Intractable Pain Act in California, which was designed to protect physicians so that they could provide medications for patients. As our experience has developed and evidence has developed over time, we are pretty much aware that the best approach to a chronic pain patient is what we call multidisciplinary and multimodality. And these are many things that need to be taken into consideration when we're dealing with patients, and they would include cognitive behavioral therapy, physical therapy, and general well-being approaches to healthcare. The opioids being more or less reserved for intractable pain or pain of moderate to severe severity that just doesn't go away. So our understanding of where opioids fit into the treatment paradigm has evolved. And, you know, I want to draw a distinction between the criminal doctors, and there are criminal doctors that set up drug mills and pill mills and run people through with the, you know, the 12 automobiles in the parking lot, the duffel bag full of cash and automatic weapons. Those are criminal doctors. None of us support them. They need to go to jail. And I'm happy to testify against them in a court of law before a trier of fact to put them behind bars where they belong. But that represents a very, very small minority of physicians. The vast majority of us are trying to do the best we can to help our patients. And the understanding of that has evolved. And one of the reasons I'm here today is I'm privileged to present this afternoon and last night before the Mercy Medical Group and physicians of Reading and Mount Shasta to help them, help assist in the best practices for taking care of the patients with pain, insofar as they may use opioids.
There's other things, too, that, you know, and I believe we're talking about, you know, and for people with intractable back pain, there's certain types of operations that you've pioneered in and to help with that, and so that you can literally get people off opioids?
Yes, of course, and thank you for bringing that up. One of the promises of the Affordable Care Act was that there would be essential health care benefits that would include comprehensive approaches to patients, which would include mental health. Mental health care has been woefully underfunded and has been relatively inaccessible for most patients. That's an important component of the management of chronic pain. Likewise, interventions such as nerve block therapies and specifically spinal cord stimulation or intrathecal drug delivery systems are also advanced pain modalities that can be used. And being a bit more expensive, at least up front, many of the insurance carriers and workers' comp carriers don't want to spend the money for people with intractable pain, and they make it difficult to provide those modalities. These are spinal cord stimulation, for example, is an opioid-free modality. Cognitive behavioral therapy is an opioid-free modality. Multidisciplinary pain management reduces the amount of opioids. There's many things that we can do, but they're not funded. So that's very important. Just trying a single modality approach for a complex problem generally gives you a lesser outcome than if you were able to use all the tools available to you to treat the patient. So your point's well taken. If we were allowed to provide timely interventions, I think we would reduce the burden of pain on a substantial number of patients. And in fact, I would say, I'm just going to go a little step further here, because I have the microphone, and that is that I've told the insurance carriers, and this may sound a little bold on my part, but if you gave me carte blanche, to Dr. Schnuck, you can do whatever you want for the next 6 months, I could save them so much money in the long run, it's not even funny. We could achieve and arrive at a reasonable diagnosis set up a reasonable treatment plan, and figure out a reasonable actuarial cost for that treatment plan in a very timely fashion. And we're not able to do that now with all the encumbrances and the hoops and the barrels we have to jump over and through to be able to provide medical care.
Okay, our guest is Dr. Lee Snook, who is, besides being an expert in so being medically boarded, you're standing going, wow, this guy is like, he is funny. He is, you know, when he's not here on the microphone, this guy is hilarious. But you're also getting funny here too. And we're talking about pain management, but also that how the way that things are set up. And one of the things we talk about here is how do we cut the cost of medical treatment? And he just laid out one way right here.
And scaling down on the opioid addiction.
Scaling down on the opioid addiction.
How do we get there? What are we doing now?
Yeah.
What can be done?
This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, he's been in the business for over, a quarter of a century. Also a veteran-owned business. If you've got a chip smaller than a dime or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, don't fool around with your family's safety. Get it repaired the proper way, and that's down at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. 3208 South Market Street, or give them a call at 241-8373. We'll be right back with Dr. Lee Snook.
What better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202? Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
North State Security is looking for a few good men and women to join their team.
good salary and benefits, you can play a major part in protecting our community and infrastructure. Members of our team have even been hired by law enforcement agencies here in the Northern California region. Become a sworn officer in North State Security. Call 243-0295 or click on NorthStateSecurityInc.com for more information. North State Security, an ounce of protection since 1968. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It's Friday. It's 57 degrees going up to 76 today. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful weekend. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in town, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Great people there.
Hey, we have two tickets to give away. You know, tomorrow night, there's so many events happening this weekend, but tomorrow night is the Gatekeeper Shining Affair, and, you know, the funds for this are going to go towards seniors.
Right, senior helping kids. Seniors that are in need.
Right. This is from 7 to 11. It's going to be happening at the Diesel Horse Bridge. And the gals gave me two tickets. So if you'd like to attend this event tomorrow night on the Diesel Horse from 7 to 11,
that's food. Celebrity. Food and wine.
Food and celebrity wine. Celebrity servers. And celebrity servers. Give us a call here, 605-4567.
You know, Les Ball will be there. Ask Les why we don't have a bigger jail. You know, he's a county supervisor. Find him. Ask him. We're here with Dr. Lee Snook, who is a speaker of the California Medical Association, but also board certified in four different specialties here in California. And he's talking, he's up here today because last night he was in Mount Shasta talking to Dignity Health over opiate addiction, and he's down here today to talk to Mercy about the same thing. We're asking him questions about how do we get here and this, and he's explained that. And but it's coming up now, and you talked about the Affordable Care Act and how that, you know, that was able to treat groups of people. They're looking at repealing it, and with the Graham-Cassidy Act, which they're saying will give the same amount of this is just what I'm listening to the guys that are saying this, are saying that it will give the same amount of care to the same amount of people at less money.
Okay, so here's the deal. When I moved back to California after finishing my residency at the University of Wisconsin Hospitals and Clinics in fabulous downtown Madison, Wisconsin, escaping the cold and migrating westward 2,000 miles to the great Sacramento, my hometown, we had about 1 out of 9 people in California were on Medi-Cal or our state Medicaid. With the passage of the Affordable Care Act, and, you know, I'm not saying for or against or anything, but the promise of the Affordable Care Act was to provide essential health care benefits for all Californians. The federal government, in an effort to enroll new patients, offered to subsidize 100% the Medicaid expansion. California was one of the first states to do that, develop the Covered California, which you've all heard about, and were able to enroll millions and millions of people into the Medi-Cal program. So over a period of time, 1 out of 3 people in California became eligible or were covered by a Medicaid-type coverage. Now, that did expand hugely, or bigly, as the president may say, bigly, coverage for Californians. Now, the importance of that can't be underestimated. We have a very large population that's in our state that's incredibly diverse and underserved. We have an incredible number of people that work in our agricultural and our hotel industries and all that kind of stuff that may have historically had limitations on health care coverage. We believe that primary health care, inoculations, regular physical exams, and access to reasonable health care is critically important for the welfare of all our citizens. So the Affordable Care Act promised that. And the state of California was one of the first, if not the first, to jump on board and do that. The only downside to that, you know, there are downsides, but one of them is that the federal government subsidized, you know, 4 to 5 million new enrollees. And that's fine as long as the federal government's able to provide those monies. And what happens if the federal government's unable to do matching funds, or in this case, 100% subsidy, or they tell us that down the road they're going to reduce that subsidy, what does the state of California do to cover that? Because that's a lot of money for our state, and we have a limited budget. You've heard about this state and others talking about a universal coverage or a single-payer system or that type of program, and citing other countries, you know, in Europe or Canada or Australia or other places that have different kinds of healthcare delivery systems. And those are all on the table now for consideration, but they all have a cost. So the Graham Cassidy bill, as I understand it, proposes to abruptly for the state of California change the federal subsidy to a block grant. And the amount of block grant that will be afforded California is a substantial reduction in funding. And that substantial reduction in funding is to the tune of billions and billions and billions of dollars. It's kind of like Carl Sagan talking about the universe. It's a lot of money and a substantial portion of our state budget. So however you feel about whether you want federal government-controlled or government-influenced healthcare or a laissez-faire capitalistic approach to healthcare, the fact is, in our state right now, if this bill passes, there is going to be a serious budgetary issue. And you can look at this as half full or half empty. Most of us in organized medicine view this as an empty cup. We're worried about it. We're worried about how are our patients that have Medi-Cal right now, how are they going to be able to access care? Now, is Medi-Cal funded properly? No, it's not. And those of us are advocating continuously to try to find ways so that we can fund Medi-Cal so that patients can have timely access and preferably choice in how they enter the healthcare delivery system and receive the necessary care they need for their kids. I mean, you have to provide, at the very least, some semblance of care for everybody to guarantee the health of everybody. This is why we've had these big debates about vaccination and other things, so that we could protect our public and help all of us kind of prosper. So, bottom line is, we do need healthcare reform. This may not be the best vehicle. It would provide some serious downside to coverage for a significant portion of our state.
Okay. one of the things that we have up here is our people that are running the Medi-Cal, Medicaid up here have gotten their overhead down to 4%. And looking at regular insurance companies and all this, they're I think theirs is at, 12% or maybe even more, 15%. But is controlling that overhead, would that help? I mean, I don't know what the overhead is for every place else in California, but up here in the northern region, their overhead is way low. They're using a lot of volunteers and things.
Well, overhead, the cost of your overhead is important, but certainly bigger issues are the cost of pharmaceuticals, the cost of medical devices, the cost of access, the cost of how we run the system. All of that needs to be addressed and looked at.
We're talking billions of dollars. If we want to maintain that same level of care, then we're talking about taxes. I mean, wouldn't you say?
I would, actually. And I think that as a society in California, out of our diversity becomes one. And that oneness needs to take care of all, each and all. And we have to decide how we're going to do that. And if that means that we're going to have to raise taxes or do something to fund that, we need to address that. We need to at least have a public discussion that is open, honest, and willing to actually address the issues and come to some reasonable conclusion that helps all of us.
I thoroughly agree on that. It needs to be talked out in the open and not coming in through secret meetings in the back rooms. That if we're going to take care of our citizens, how are we going to do it? And everybody's got to lean into it.
I do want to say one thing. Out of this diversity that we have going on that we love, diversity is good, e pluribus, unum. We need more unum and invase our pluribus, but we need more unum. We need to come together. Smile on your brother. Come love one another. Let's work together right now.
It's not happening in every case. No. Okay.
Dignity is in for a big surprise today with Dr. Lee Snook. Can't wait to be there and see that, buddy.
Yep. Okay, Dr. Lee Snook, who, of course, as I can say, is Linda's brother and my brother-in-law, and he is a hoot. I don't know. Can you still use that word, hoot? Yeah, I think you can. All the things going on tomorrow, just at a couple of them, we back to blue at the Elks Club. That starts at 10 o'clock. There's the symphony tomorrow night. There's the Gay Pride March. Tomorrow night is also
Shining Affair.
We just gave away two tickets for that. There's just a tremendous amount. Oh, Paisano Days.
And Sunday, come out for music on The View. I'll be singing with my jazz combo from 11 to 1:30.
That's right. View 202. We've got a bunch of people coming out for that. So, everybody, have a great weekend. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460 KCNR, Shasta, Redding, where the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The war of words between President Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un is heating up. Mr. Trump calls Kim a madman who doesn't mind starving or killing his people. Kim, who's threatening to set off a hydrogen bomb in the Pacific, says the president is mentally deranged. China, meanwhile, is questioning reports referenced by President Trump that its banks have been told not to do business with Pyongyang.
The president yesterday praised China for what he called an order to stop its banks from doing business with North Korea.
That was a somewhat unexpected move.